GM and welcome to episode 39 of the CryptoTicker podcast. Ultron Foundation was definitely not the first endeavor of Shukrat Chadibekov, but until now it definitely is his most successful. Before Shukrat started Ultron, he was busy building smart contracts, dApps, and other blockchain-specific tools. And in 2020, he started what has now become a highly successful blockchain with more than 100,000 active wallets. Ultron Foundation is on a mission to educate, provide masterclasses, connect people interested in blockchain, and furthermore develop tools, infrastructure, and more of what they actually teach their community members about. We've had the pleasure to meet Shukrat, the founder and CEO of Ultron, at Blockchance in Hamburg and record this episode for you. And now, enjoy episode 39 with Shukrat Chadibekov. Welcome, Shukrat. Happy to have you here. We're at Blockchance and you are the CEO and founder of Ultron Foundation. Maybe before we actually go into the details, maybe a bit about yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? What do you do? What's your thing?
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much for this opportunity. So as you said, yes, I'm a CEO of Ultron Foundation. My name is Shukrat. I was born in Uzbekistan. But at age 15, 16, I moved to London. And since that time, I've been living there. And to give you a small background myself, I finished uni doing IT course. And afterwards, I decided to move on with IT development and outsourcing. And when blockchain started happening, I decided to jump into this and obviously be part of the new revolution in technology. Yeah.
That was probably around 2017, 2018, assume, like with the ICO.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, and you studied IT, right? And you worked in IT afterwards as well. Did you have any courses on blockchain already before that?
To be honest, I haven't done any courses that time. So what was quite funny is it is like I was in the right time, in the right place, with the right people.
That's always the magic recipe,
yeah, exactly,
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that time when it happened to me, I just was seeing what's happening on the market. I see that everyone is on blockchain. It's a hype. I see there is not a lot of companies who provide software development services for blockchain companies. And I was like, here's the moment that I need to be part of it. I need to jump and start be in the new area.
Okay, but did you directly start with Ultron Foundation or?
No, we actually, I have a business partner, Alex, who is also at now CTO of Ultron Foundation. So we both, we worked on other blockchain development projects where we just helped the companies with developing smart contracts, doing some audits. And this is the way how we received lots of experience about blockchain industry.
Yeah, and you gained massive experience.
Exactly,
you just got insights and all these kind of things. And so tell us a bit about Ultron Foundation. When did you start it and what is it all about?
Yeah, sure. Ultron Foundation is, first of all, we started in 2020 when COVID time started. So that time we had lots of time to think. We was looking at what has been also market because it was a bear market. Plus, we see what is problems, what is kind of issues. So that time, me and Alex, we decided to develop Ultron Foundation. We found our niche. We found that we are going to be focused on the users who have no idea about Web3 industry, who have no idea what is a blockchain. Because it was quite funny, even though we had some customers from insurance companies telling them to us, okay, guys, we made some money. We see the blockchain. It's a hype. Please explain us what it is because we have no idea. We know it's a Binance. We know it's Bitcoin. We know it's a scam. I see us now. But you tell us how blockchain can help us. So that time we're like, okay, now we understand how people think. So unfortunately, nowadays, still some people still have some bad feelings, bad negative feedbacks about blockchain industry. But luckily, it's changing towards the positive side. So that's why at that time we decided, like, let's start developing something our own where we can provide not only technology, but provide some our own ecosystem. And the most important, to provide educational programs.
Okay, but then your clients are not, or I don't know,
users.
If clients is the right, users,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so, okay, but then we are talking really about retail people, right? So it's not big corporations who are now your users,
no.
Right?
No, it's ordinary people, ordinary people, just literally every person who wants to be part of the Web3 world. So what we do is we provide masterclasses We have our own YouTube channel where people can log in and see all different Web3 courses, such as explanation, what is Web3, what is blockchain, what is DEX exchange, what is bridges, all these basic factors, basic facts about blockchain.
But probably the timing was super well. I mean, you said it yourself, right? Because if you started building that in 2020, with 2021, the hype came up. Yeah. So you were basically already there when it exploded again, let's say the second time after that ICO exactly. bubble,
yeah.
right?
But afterwards, again, it went down. So our, but our Ultron Foundation, we launched our official date is 1st of June, 2022. And within 1 year, we have managed to succeed lots of achievements. So yeah.
Okay, can you name a bit? Like, what did you do in that time?
So yeah, so in the beginning, I have to say that unfortunately, lots of people, lots of users didn't feel anything about us. I'm talking about they were like, oh, you're another blockchain company. You're another crypto company who are going to promise something, blah, 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 but will not deliver anything. This was quite, I would say, not motivational speech. But what we did is we had lots of events this year. We had a huge event in October in Dubai where we presented our Ultron Foundation. This is number one. Number two, we developed our own ecosystem where we have our own DEX exchange platform. DEX exchange DeFi. We have our own Ultron Explorer where you can see all the transactions.
And okay, so like Ethers get like an
Explorer. Exactly. Yeah. Now we're upgrading it to Block Scout version, but okay, it's happening. And afterwards, we managed to have partnership with big companies, big DEX exchange platforms. We get partnership with all these cold wallets, like Copiosa, SafePal, Trust Wallet. We managed to give it to be listed on Probit Global, on Max, Bitmart, XT.com, and all other exchanges as well. And since that time, our biggest achievement is the following. Right now, we have 200,000 community. We have 100,000 unique wallets.
That's 200,000 people in the community.
Yes.
On which channels?
It's basically everywhere, Discord, Telegram, and we have other channels as well. Plus, as I said, we have 100,000 unique wallets. And the biggest achievement is, if you check our TVL on DeFi Llama, it's 430 million right now.
Your market cap.
Correct.
That's a lot.
It is indeed. Believe me, I'm still surprising it, but this is our biggest achievement. Now, people feel different about us. Now, people are talking in a different way. Now, companies in the beginning who didn't even want to speak to us, now they change their minds. Now they're going to say, okay, guys, I remember you were talking to us before. Let's have a discussion. Even today, being here in Hamburg, I met lots of companies, make lots of connections. They're like, okay, who are you? Like, tell about you. And when I was showing the facts, showing the results, like, okay, let's discuss.
No, it's interesting.
Yeah, okay. So but this is a very serious company. This is that we do have a promising. I mean, as soon as we promise something, we deliver, which is an important thing nowadays. And also interesting fact that when we started working on blockchain development, it was only 11 developers in our company. Now we have 40 developers working in just in development part.
Okay, but one thing you have to explain to me. So my understanding was that when you started Ultron Foundation, it was mostly about providing education, and also that's still what you do, that you provide education, you have masterclasses, these kind of things. How does it? Why would you need blockchain developers for that? And what is the token? Where is the token connected to these masterclasses? Where is the connection between?
Well, because we provide masterclasses, obviously, about all this technology at the same time. As soon as they see what is happening, we're also offering our products, showing you can use our ecosystem. Let's say our DEX exchange. Our DEX exchange has features such as farming, staking, bridges, so connected to MetaMask and all, doing all these processes. So yeah.
Okay, so basically as a member of the community, I could theoretically say I just only consume your content. I get the educational content. I get some more insights and knowledge. But if I'm convinced, or if I see that this is really valuable, and I believe that you guys are a company that provides great output, I could also invest into the company by basically buying parts of the token, right? And using your products that you are building in the meantime. So basically you build, if I summarize it more or less, if I understood it correctly, you basically build a community, showed them that your experience, that you're knowledgeable, that you're trustworthy, and then you basically started building your own software products, which these community members can now use, right?
Correct. So yeah. Okay. And afterwards, basically, if they want, they can use these materials for their personal purposes. If they would like to trade or to do some kind of, let's say, activities on other exchanges, on other blockchains, please, you're most welcome. We are not limited. We're just showing them, the guys, you can do whatever you want. We just want to, if you want to be with us, okay, please use our tools that we're offering you. Plus, we are making sure that you will be able to use our coin, which is ULX, everywhere. So we're trying to offer even more and more options. So for instance, we just recently, we met a huge partnership with a company. It calls Lotoday. It's a gaming platform, one of the biggest lottery that's going to be on, it is already, you know, a Web3 industry, where it is going to be launched on different blockchain layers, such as not only on Ultron, but also on Tron, on Ethereum, on Binance as well. So the users can purchase a ticket for free USDT dollars, and they can obviously play the game, lottery game. And what's interesting fact is that this game has guaranteed jackpot, which is 1 million USDTs. So the users, our users, for instance, Ultron, they're not limited using only our technology, only our products, such as our ecosystem. They can also use that as well. So one of my responsibilities is obviously traveling between all these countries, participating in all these blockchain events, finding more and more partnerships, bringing more and more applications to our ecosystem. So our users,
because that's how you create additional value by also engaging with others and providing additional services or additional content, additional output, all these kind of things to your existing community base.
Correct.
And also pull some new users in, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so you're basically traveling all around the world.
Well, believe me, I actually haven't been at home for a while, to be honest. For the last 4 months, I was traveling so hard. I just to give you some small info. So I, literally, before that, I was in Rome. Before Rome, I was in Dubai. Before in Dubai, I was in Japan. Before Japan, I was in Serbia. Before Serbia, I was in Hungary. Before Hungary, I was in Slovenia. After that, I was in Austria. So it all happens within two months.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Yeah. So basically, you're a globetrotter now, doing what you love.
Yeah, but at the same time, you also have consequences, such as I'm getting a bit... I would say mass belly. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Well, I'm trying to my best to look after my diet, but you know, let's say yesterday I was here as well. I spent almost whole day, and afterwards I get back home around, I would say 7-8 p.m. I came back home. I thought I'm gonna sleep, but I received so many messages during the day, so I had to open my laptop, sit down. Okay, let's go step by step. So I went to sleep about midnight, and then again back today to blockchain event, trying to make lots of new connections.
Yeah, it's exhausting, I can imagine. But what's your, do you have like any specific plans for the future where you, something that you can, I don't know, let's say tease, or something where you would say that's an objective, that's a goal of yours, which you want to reach?
Sure, we have huge goals, like to get 1 million unique wallets. That's our biggest goal.
1 million unique wallets.
Exactly.
Currently, you have 100,000, so
exactly.
10x. Okay?
But it happened within 1 year.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's unachievable, not at all. Don't get me wrong, right? It's just to clarify the figures.
We have a roadmap, which is going to be for the next 6-5 years. It's a lot of features, lots of products coming up. We are going to have a lending boarding platform. We're going to have, I forgot the name, NFT marketplace. Launchpad, so lots of things gonna happen. So we have lots of plans.
And how do you integrate your existing user base? Do you let them participate in making those decisions on what the roadmap should be, or do you try to? How do you try
We have a proper experienced product management, the business development team, who are from crypto industry, who are from Web3 industry. So what we do is we are developing or trying to make applications what is on demand on the market, where it's going to bring a huge value for our users, not only users like crypto users. So we're not offering something that makes no sense, but working something that definitely brings a lot of value. Yeah, doesn't matter.
And the valuation, because that was also interesting, or I think like those kind of figures, those impressive figures are always super interesting, right, to talk about, because people are, they hear that number, 413 million market cap, right? And they're like, wait, what? Half a billion market cap? Is that something, I mean, how did it develop that way, and what are the consequences of it? Because basically, that's your your valuation, right? Did it develop like naturally that kind of way, or do you see that there was a certain hype point at which you had a breakthrough moment, or
a business partner who helps us with promotion. So it's us who are using our channels, who make sure that we receive lots of more users. Plus we have a partner who is experienced in marketing and digital promotion, so they also push a lot, making different presentations, making different events, telling to the people what is Ultron Foundation and explaining what kind of products we have, also providing some kind of tutorial education materials and explaining to the users what is Ultron and why it is the future. And we actually have a slogan which says the fastest growing layer one in the world. So it is true.
Okay.
We are actually, if you go to DefiLlama and if you check chains by TVL right now, if you look top 10, we're on 10th place.
Congratulations for that.
Short break. If you like this episode of CryptoTicker, hit the pause button and leave us a rating and a subscribe. This helps us quite a bit as a podcast, and we appreciate any feedback. And if you need more insights and info after the episode, just check out cryptoticker.io. There you can find everything about cryptocurrencies, Web3, NFTs, and much more. Already since 2015, the CryptoTicker team has been taking care of offering newbies and pros a home in the crypto space. On cryptoticker.io, you will find new articles and insights every day, packed with news, tips, background info, and exciting insights. In the CryptoTicker Discord, you can exchange ideas with thousands of like-minded people, ask questions, make contacts, and much more. Take a look at the show notes right now, because there you will find all the links to CryptoTicker and you can directly become a part of the community. And now enjoy the rest of the episode of this CryptoTicker podcast.
Is it because when you started being into blockchain and the crypto space, that was in, I think, 2018, you said, right?
Yeah.
And then you started Ultron basically during the bear market afterwards in 2020.
Correct.
Currently, the market, I mean, yeah, it's shit as well, right? So basically, a bear market situation again. Is that something you appreciate, that it has cooled down, that we're in a bear market, because you think you can build a bit more calmly now, or you can build now without having all the hype around it? Or what's your perspective on the current situation?
Well, I'm actually quite surprised that we are made it such a huge achievement within the bear market, because I thought it's not going to happen. Especially people are not really happy about what's happening in the crypto industry, and people really kind of, sadly, unfortunately, I have to say that people are disappointed with Web3 blockchain stuff. So that's why for me it was a huge challenge. But nevertheless, we made it. We succeeded with even bear market. I have to say, I even received lots of complaints regarding that there are some fake profiles using my name, using my picture, and offering some scam coins. I talked to different crypto experts in Dubai, and they were telling me how to understand if you're successful or not. If there are fake accounts of your profile, that means you're doing very well.
I was going to say, that probably can be somehow seen as a compliment, although you don't want people to do that.
Of course,
somehow can be seen as a compliment.
So I think we're going to make it. We have strong community. People believe us. People are holding their coin, Ulix coins, and the wallets. So I think within what's going to be, we're going to fight it, and definitely we will achieve lots of things, because we have huge goals. And I have an amazing team. It's all about the team as well. I have experienced developer teams. I have experienced crypto people who knows what's happened in the market. What's the best time? What's the worst time? What should we do? How should we do? How should we act? So I think we're going to succeed a lot. And I think that today is the day when you're going to remember me after 5 years. You're going to say, I remember this guy.
He was sitting at my booth. I was doing a podcast with him.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Cool. Shukran. Cool. Thanks a lot for explaining Ultron Foundation to me and to all the listeners. All the best. I definitely will make sure to put in the links in the show notes and share it with you, so you can share it with your community.
Lovely.
So they can
listen
to you.
Definitely will do. Looking forward.
And thanks a lot for being here, and all the best for the future.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you. Thank you. Wunderbar.
Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode, feel free to leave us a like, click subscribe, make a review, and be sure to check out our social media channels as well as the newsletter. There you will always find all the news about the CryptoTicker podcast. And now have a nice rest of the day and until next time.